Startup is my new documentary film about a group of entrepreneurs and their teams working on artificial intelligence, drones, 3D printing, clean tech and biotech in Switzerland. I made this podcast to introduce the founders of the startups in the film. So these interviews took place behind the scenes and they won't be in the documentary. In this episode, I'm speaking with Timo Müller, co-founder of Voliro.
My name is Timo Müller. I'm a co-founder and CTO of Voliro. So we develop drones which can actually do physical work at height. They can not only be used for visual inspections, but they can also, for example, make inspections which require physical contact, but they can also do spraying or cleaning jobs. These applications are typically in oil and gas for inspection. So they have to inspect, for example, the remaining wall thickness of a storage tank. And they use ultrasonic sensors, which they place on the structure. And we can have these sensors on the drone and then fly them up and do the inspection.
How did you make the jump from studying at university into your own startup?
So it started for me with my master's thesis. In my master's thesis, I developed a concept and the first prototype of the drone we are using today. And co-founder Mina was my supervisor there. And then after my study, we started with the company Voliro. It's definitely a very exciting time. So it's also challenging. There's many things that you have to handle, which you don't have to do as a student. But it's very exciting, and it's also nice to push the technology from the lab to the market and not like leave them in the lab.
How do you feel your education prepared you for founding your startup?
Until some extent, definitely on the technical side, I think ETH is great and one of the best universities in robotics on the world. But there are so many just things in daily business which might be hard to prepare for. There are many things to do next to the technology side. So we have now employees, we have to do financial planning, we have to see how we can survive the next years. And this is something I've not learned in my engineering study.
Mm-hmm. And how do you learn these skills to be an entrepreneur?
So we have many people which help us. We have great advisors. Then there's also many sources of information we have access to, and we just learn it by doing. Everything gets more structured. When you have more people, you have to plan better. You have to see how you can use the resources the most efficient. If you're on yourself or just in a team of two people, it's super easy to coordinate, and you can just talk to each other, and there's not that much planning required. But when the team grows, you have like really, you need a plan.
How is your education of having your startup different from reality?
Actually, for me, it's not that different. So definitely there's not, there's so many things going on in parallel. So it's also not that easy to push one thing. Maybe that's at least what I hoped, that it's a bit different. But this is the case. So there is not only the technology, but there's also, as mentioned before, many other things to do. I think at the moment it's very important that we focus. So we have so many possibilities, we have so many cool things we could do, but we have limited resources. So one of the key challenges at the moment is that we like really focus our resources to generate some output.
What kind of advice would you give to someone who wants to found their own startup?
I would definitely try to encourage him. I think it's a great thing. I think no one should be scared. There is many things are unknown when you start, but they'll get more and more clear on the way. And I think it's definitely a great thing.
What is a goal or maybe a dream that you have as an entrepreneur?
We definitely want to make it big. So we want to have it on the field, that it's used, that we can actually see that the jobs which are done today with rope access are done in the future with our drone. Yeah, and for me, it's money is not the most important thing. So it's not the main reason why I do it. So for me, it would be super cool if we can really see that the technology from the labs makes the way into a product and gets used on the field. That would be my dream.
Startup and this podcast is produced by 8th Grade Story Driven Science and by me, Manuel Staggers. Startup is supported by the Gebhard Rüff Stiftung as part of the Scientainment program. Additional support from the Ernst Göhner Stiftung, Kultur Wetzikon and the Canton of Valais. Visit the film website www.startup-documentary.com for more interviews like this one and for more information about the film, trailers and showtimes.